Hello?
Hi, is Tim available?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim, this is Sam. I'm with the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to go over the file with me, right, real quick?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're close to getting you guys an approval, just a few steps away. I just wanted to give you a call. I had a couple questions to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish here.
Okay.
Now you've been working with, was it Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. Now looks like I have some notes here. As far as what you guys are looking for, I have a couple different things here. I guess would you be able to just tell me, as far as an amount goes of what you're hoping to get here?
Okay, so what I was hoping to do was to make this a secured line of credit or a secured loan. I owe about 85, maybe 90 on my loan with Celtic Bank for my brewing equipment. They've got a UCC1 lien against a corporation for that.
Oh, okay.
So what I was hoping to do was to be able to take 90, pay that off. They would, relinquish the lien, and then Cardiff could put the UCC1 lien in place and use my equipment, my brew house, and basically the company as collateral to secure the loan.
Okay, I see.
Above the 90, I wanted to be able to take, oh, probably another 80 to 90. So we're looking like maybe 180 total secured with the corporation. You could just, because again, I'd take 90 of that and pay off the Celtic or Celtic loan bank, Celtic Bank loan, which is the SBA loan, and then that lien would be lifted. So you'd have a first position.
Okay, and you were looking to net an additional 90 after that?
Yes, and
Okay.
so that additional 90 goes towards expansion, growth. We got a second tasting room that we're mere weeks away from being able to open and start pulling that revenue in from that location.
Okay, all
And so
right.
I got to get that across the finish line.
I see. And that's I'm in San Diego right now, so I mean you're local, right? From what I see, it looks like you're going to be on Miramar Road for that tasting room.
Yeah. Yep,
Oh,
that tasting
nice.
room will be right across the main gate from the Marine Corps Station Miramar.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that the Marines can literally walk across the street and walk back on base. We're veteran owned. I'm a Army veteran, and so we offer military discounts, and
Oh,
so I
wonderful.
do
Hey,
expect
that's a good
to.
combo for you right there. I mean, you got the base, but you're right in the Mecca for craft brew here too.
Exactly. Well, and I'm in the Mecca up in North County, being a Vista brewery. We've been around for 3 years now up in Vista brewing, and time to expand and get another revenue stream or make this thing pop.
That's pretty awesome. So the tasting room in Miramar, it's just a tasting room. You're staying with all the brewing up in Vista.
Yep, all the production and burden will be carried by the Vista location. The Miramar location will be just a straight up tasting room and gaming tournament center. So
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. All right. Now, as far as the additional capital that you're looking for to get that tasting room finished, and I'm assuming there's some other expansion going there, what's kind of like the minimum amount that you could use, and what's the maximum that you're looking for? Hello, Tim, can you hear me? Oh, sorry.
I'm thinking. I'm trying to do math in my head when you ask me that question.
Sure.
The bare minimum that we could get by to get it open.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what's left out there that we haven't already covered, and what my current bank account balance is, and I want to say another 25 or 30. I don't want to have to take that out of my personal account. I'd prefer to, do it as the business. I'm tired of
Sure.
putting equity into this business.
No, absolutely. I can understand. Okay.
That would be the absolute minimum.
Okay. All right. That gives me a working point to give you
And
some.
even if we don't go secured and I don't take the 90 to cover the loan at Celtic Bank and this goes unsecured.
Yeah.
If we could do an unsecured for 80.
Okay. Okay, because to give you some honest feedback, looking at the file right now, like you're pretty far in the process. We're close to being able to get something for you, but it looks like as far as getting a full payoff loan, where we would be able to take over the first position on the SBA, the sales just don't justify the amount for it right now. So it looks like that's not going to happen. So trying to come up with a secondary option and. That absolutely looks like it's possible for us. So that's why I'm asking.
The sales are on a pro forma, get the Miramar location open, and we're looking at probably $40,000 to $45,000 a month in revenue.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And then, you know, because I'm basically taking my Vista at about 18 to 20 a month and anticipating we could easily double it in that location on Miramar. So, you know,
yeah,
now the revenue comes up, you know, another $40,000 to $45,000 a month.
Yeah. Now what I see looking at the file is, like I said, that getting the payoff loan right now with what the cash flow is doesn't look like it's going to be an option. But what I can do is it would be an unsecured loan for a smaller amount. I think I can get you somewhere between probably 50, 60, maybe a little upwards of it, but right around there on something between a 12 and 18 month term at this point. But what we would do is set you up in a way that once you would get a few months into the term, we would have some refinancing options available, because I'm assuming you're going to have an increase in that cash flow. At that point, I think we would be able to reach kind of, you know, a larger amount to be able to take that first position. But right now where we stand, we're looking at a smaller amount, probably between 50 to 60,000, I would say between 50 to 75,000, on a 12 to 18 month term. I am also looking into getting an approval for an additional line of credit that would be kind of tapped on top of that to give you a little working room. But the thought is get you the cash that you need now to get that expansion finished, allow the cash flow to be generated, and at that point be able to access more cash. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. And okay. So what are the terms look like on that 12 to 18 month?
So I don't have the official approval yet. I'm probably just, okay. I'm maybe an hour or two away from being able to get it. I just wanted to talk through it with you and make sure we're on the same page with it. But what I can do is get those terms. We'll get them to you probably, hopefully later today. And if it makes sense, we can kind of go from there. It'll be between 12 and 18 months. Like I said, between 50 and probably 70,000, right around there. Now, is there a specific time frame that you're looking to get the funds deposited by? Are we working with anything specific there?
I still have 20 or 30 in my account right now. I'm trying to remember. I was just on the bank this, you know, like 20 minutes ago, and I don't remember the cash on hand, but it's probably around 20 or 30. And I've got in probably a week or two, probably another 20 or 30 in construction invoicing coming as they work on wrapping up the work in the bathrooms.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're probably a week or two away from looking to be able to fund this thing.
Okay, because the way that these programs work, they're directly tied to the bank account. So the approvals will expire just about every 2 weeks where we would have to reapply. So I want to make sure we're in the window that if I get the approval and it works, it's going to be available for you. So if we're in that if it looks good today, we would have probably, you know, 2 weeks to be able to finish the entire process. Does that sound like it's in line with your timeline?
Well, Nicole said 48 hours.
Well, no, yeah, no, absolutely. No, I'm saying we could have it done tomorrow if it makes sense. But if there were waiting involved, after 2 weeks, we would have to reapply and get the approval again.
Oh, yeah, no, they're waiting for what purpose? On me?
Yeah, just on your end, if there's, you know, there's always strange situations that happen that people are, their time is dictated by something else.
Okay. No.
But what I'm saying is the approvals have a short-term life, so want to make sure that's still open when you need it. But yeah, if you're ready to move and it makes sense, we can go ahead and do it.
Right. So once you get approval, I understand what the terms are. I have 2 weeks to make a decision to take the funds. Otherwise, we've got to go through the application process again.
Yes.
Okay. Not a problem.
Yeah, and you know, if it's something that you see you like, I mean, we can wrap it up in, like Nicole said, 48 hours.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I have what I need. I will go ahead and try to get a credit officer to sign off on it, and we can go forward with some terms.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you. Bye.